News is next, then an exclusive interview with Rabbi Saul Solomon. I'm Bob Cudmore. It's 9:30.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bob Cudmore Show is happy to bring you an exclusive interview made possible by Gird Thy Loins Productions. And I didn't know Gefilte was a fish entertainment. Rabbi Saul Solomon, good morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cudmore. So kind of you to make that introduction. And I almost wished for a fanfare, perhaps not on drums, maybe on clarinet, which is a more Jewish instrument. But yes, thank you and bless you this Friday morning.
Now,
how are you?
I'm doing okay, but why is a clarinet a Jewish instrument? I'm not quite sure I get it, you know.
Well, it's kind of thin, it's reedy, it's a little annoying after 5 minutes. What could be more Jewish?
I see. Well, maybe Benny Goodman was Jewish, too. I don't know. Did he play the clarinet?
Of course he was. Of course he was Jewish.
I'm sorry. Pardon my ignorance. You know, I'm just this ignorant boy from upstate New York.
It's all right. You don't have to apologize for your ignorance. Yeah. I accept it as part of our ritual here.
That's true. Well, anyway, you played New York City some time ago, and we had the opportunity to do, at that time, the exclusive upstate New York interview with Rabbi Saul Solomon. Anybody show up at your show?
What kind of question is that? Of course people showed up at my show. I instead doing to a bunch of empty seats. Well, maybe one or two nights I did. But no, in fact, we had phone calls. Thanks to your program, people would call. They'd say, ooh, I heard you on the Bob Cudmore show, and I want to go to the thing, and I would tell them when the thing was, and they'd say, oh, I can't go then. So it'd be, you know, 5 minutes a waste of my valuable time.
Yeah.
But still, so grateful to you for, you know, telling people about Shalom Dammit, an evening with Rabbi Saul Solomon.
But you're coming back to New York. You'll be there starting Tuesday night. Is this true?
That is our first preview. This is when we're going to get all the wrinkles out, as it were. We're going to smooth out the talus on Tuesday night. And then it's going to be a beautiful run Tuesday through Sunday for the next 2 weeks, through August 12th. And you got tons of opportunities, zillions of opportunities to see the show.
Now,
are
you in a theater this time, or are you still on the street corner?
We're actually in a gas station. We're moving up in the world.
No, you're not. You're in a real theater, aren't you?
Of course, yes. It's the Roy Arias Theater Center, which is incredibly conveniently located, 300 West 43rd Street. That is right on the corner of 8th Avenue. It's a block away from Phantom of the Opera. It's about two blocks away from some of my favorite homeless people. You cannot miss it. 300 West 43rd Street, the Roy Arias Theater Center, starting Tuesday
now,
night.
I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, because probably Roy Arias was some wonderful person, but who the heck was he?
Okay, you are going to get in trouble because he's very much not dead. He's the fellow who owns the Roy Arias Theater Center.
Ah.
He's a nice man, I think, of Puerto Rican extraction, but we won't hold that against him.
I see.
And he's lucky enough to own these theaters. He has a few of them in this giant building, and you go up to the fifth floor. We have an elevator. So if you're in a wheelchair, or if you're on crutches, or you're missing various limbs, you can still make the show.
And by the way, you know, we do have a large Latino population up here. Anything you can say to encourage them to come see your show? Do you do any Latino humor, Puerto Rican humor, anything like that?
I mentioned Latinos once in the show, and I see that the Jews in the audience start to get scared because they think they're going to get mugged. So I stop immediately there. No, I'm kidding. I kid. Please, if you are Hispanic, if you are Mexican, you are more than welcome. You will understand the show. You will enjoy the show. And we have no problem with 8 of you piling into one car to go home. Absolutely none at all.
I kid. Yes,
I know.
Are you translating it simultaneously into Spanish or Hebrew or other languages?
Swedish, in fact.
Swedish.
Don't know. I guess that's the translator that came with the software. Would have done Hebrew. Would have been nice. But if you have any Swedes who want to come to the show, they'll really understand it.
Now, is this the same show you did before, or do you change it?
I should say it's completely different for anybody who's already come to see it. We've tweaked it. We've made it even better. You know, it used to run about 2 hours and 5 minutes. Now it runs just under 2 hours. So it's shorter, which people always like, because we found minutes that they weren't filled with joy and wonder, and we cut those.
Yeah.
And moved some things around, added some new jokes, taken a couple of jokes out. You know, I would say it's somewhere in the 80% what it was range, and 20% so great and amazing that you didn't see that you have to come back and see it again.
Here's a little advice. Don't do an intermission. They'll just leave then. You know, they...
That's very, very amusing. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, listen to me. You hear that all the time now. Do you use that phrase in this? Listen to me. I hear different people always saying that now.
I don't. But it's so overused, it becomes a cliche. And when you say listen to me, people don't listen to you.
That's true.
So really, you have to smack them.
I know, smack
them. I go into the audience. If I see somebody's nodding off, because it's the middle of the summer, they're tired. You know, if I see they're kind of not paying attention, they're looking at the watch, they're looking at the stage bill, I give them a good, hard smack, and they're with me for at least another 2-3 minutes before I have to smack them again.
So, Rabbi, it's just you on the stage for the 2 hours? Is that the deal?
Oh, no, thank you for setting this up, Mr. Cudmore. No, yeah. No, I have a wonderful musical director whose name is Richard Shore. He is the musical director for the Performing Arts School at the University of Northern Colorado. Big Macha. He's actually Harvard educated.
A big Macha?
I'm sorry, what was this?
What'd you say? He's a big what?
Excuse me. A big Macha. That's
Macha.
A Yiddish phrase. It means a big deal,
Macha.
A big shot.
He's a big shot, huh? Macha.
Big Macha. He has a doctorate from Boston University. He knows his stuff. And he's going to be right there on stage with me, accompanying the songs on piano.
That's
not clarinet. We couldn't afford a clarinet.
That's true.
But the piano we got.
Yeah, and that's right. Tell us the name of, I Know What Goy's Like is one of your songs here.
That's right. If you remember the old, the 1980s song by the Waitresses, I Know What Boy's Like, I Know What Boy's Like. Well, I don't know what boys like. Thank God, you know, I happen to be heterosexual. But
since I am,
boys think what they like.
Yeah, since I am one, what do boys like? What do we like?
Well, I'm not going to give away what's in the song, but it involves mayonnaise.
Yeah,
for some reason, you people like that a lot.
I do love mayonnaise. Is that
love you? The white bread, you do this.
Yeah, the white bread is good. No,
sports and drinking.
Well,
alcoholism with the Goya.
Yes,
this is what they
I've been known to partake, not so much in the former, but in the latter. Is what
there you go.
Yeah.
See?
And mayonnaise, is mayonnaise not kosher or something, Rabbi?
Mayonnaise is perfectly kosher, but it's so incredibly white that Jews are afraid of it. We think mayonnaise came over on the Mayflower, and this fills us with fear.
I don't blame you. All right, so You Know What Goy's Like, and When Jewish Is What You Are, that's another song.
That is true. That's, in fact, our finale song, the song when it's all over, but most of the shouting, and then it's time for me to kind of wrap up the show. I sing a song of that just encapsulate everything that I have been spewing for the previous 2 hours. It's a lovely little. I'm not going to give it away.
No, don't give it away.
So I give. I'm Jewish. I'm not going to give anything away. You have to pay for it.
I see. By the way, how much do you pay to go to this extravaganza?
Tickets are extremely reasonable. They are $18 to $30. See the first preview. We keep the tickets a little cheaper because we don't know what the hell we're doing. So you're kind of singing there through a glorified dress rehearsal, and it'll be $18 to $20. And then the rest of the time, they're either between $25 and $30 for like Friday and Saturday nights.
I really wish I could get down to New York. You know, Miss Audrey, now you've met Miss Audrey, and we love New York City and love to go to a play. And I must say, I don't know what your show is like, but it's a lot cheaper than these big Broadway shows we've gone to. I've had to mortgage the house up here to buy some of the tickets to Broadway shows.
Exactly. That's why, you know, sometimes I was thinking, well, maybe we should keep the ticket prices a little cheaper if we could. And then I look at what they're charging for whatever is on Broadway, Book of Mormon, Mamma Mia, all these. It's $186 plus a theater restoration fee plus a telecharge fee.
Yeah, and that's to stand outside. You don't even get inside the building for that amount of money.
Stand outside. You have to be in New Jersey with binoculars. That's the price of that. In New York, it's over $200.
Yeah.
But if you're in New Jersey and you're watching on a rooftop, then you can keep it under like $180.
But you, for $20, you can go see a Jewish guy performing in a theater run by an Hispanic gentleman. So
that's New York for you all over, isn't it?
I guess it is. Well, you perform this at night, right, during the Cover of Darkness? And
actually, thank you for setting that up as well.
Oh, dear.
Our performances are Tuesday through Saturday, 7 p.m. We also have matinees, Wednesday at 2, Saturday at 2. Sundays, we have 1 o'clock and a 5:30. You could call it either an early evening or a late matinee, whichever will bring you to the theater to see it. The point, you know, we know there are people who are 97 years old. Right. They don't want to get back at home before darkness.
By the way,
get
Rabbi,
them in there.
Many of them listen to this show.
That's right. It's sort of like they have three things scheduled for that day that they're coming to see my show. They listen to you, they come to my show, and then they drive themselves to the cemetery just to be ready.
Right. Yeah, that's it. You got us. Well, anyhow, Shalom Dammit, an evening with Rabbi Saul Solomon. Two glorious weeks starting Tuesday night at the
Roy Arias. He's going to be so mad when he hears this.
Yeah.
Roy Arias Theater Center.
Yeah, yeah.
300 West 43rd Street, right on 8th Avenue. And by the way, for just so your listeners know, because I know they're going to be rushing now to buy tickets. They're going to be mortgaging their house to buy tickets for all their friends. For more information, please go to shalomdammit.com, D-A-M-M-I-T, shalomdammit.com, or bypass that entirely and just call for tickets, 800-838-3006, 800-838-3006, or brownpapertickets.com.
Boy, you've even got a toll-free number, but my pen didn't write. Oh,
no.
What is it again? 800-
1-800-838-3006. I should construct some sort of jingle about that. 1-800-838-3006, and you won't be sick. No, that won't work.
All right.
That won't work.
I was getting worried there because every pen I picked up wouldn't write. I thought it was like one of the plagues that visited upon the Egyptians.
No, it's Shabbos. You shouldn't be writing on Shabbos.
I see.
Well, not yet, anyway.
It's not yet Shabbos, Rabbi. Somehow, I won't. Last time you were on, I did question the fact that you were performing on a Saturday during the day. But, I guess you will be next week, won't you?
Right. I will be doing Friday night, Saturday afternoons, Saturday evening, even though that's already dark almost. But I justify this by saying that you are not allowed to do work on Shabbos. This is what's in the Torah. But to me, doing this show is not work. It's joy. It's pleasure. It's a tax dodge. It's all these wonderful things.
Well, Rabbi Saul Solomon, we have the beautiful Hava Nagila playing behind us right now.
Oh, yes.
And you're speaking still in front of us. Shalom Dammit starts Tuesday at the Roy Arias Theater, located down where the hookers used to be in Manhattan. But they aren't there
used
anymore.
Used to be? Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, they're still there? Oh, okay.
There goes my afternoon entertainment. Oh, well.
Oh, well. But anyhow, 1-800-838-3006.
Correct.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shalom. All joking aside, although I never leave all joking aside, thank you. God bless you. I wish you could come to New York. You would be my guest at the show. Well, or half price. We'll talk. But if you can make it, I would love to see you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Have a wonderful weekend. And to all your listeners, please come to Shalom Dammit. You'll have a wonderful time. And if you don't, I'll smack you.
Mazel tov, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Rabbi Saul Solomon, again, the number 800-838-3006. 9:48, almost time for Dave Green with the weather. I think this Hava Nagila ends at some point, and then we'll have Dave Green with the weather. Kathy Taylor has your light favorites. Aside from the rabbi, all goys today here on your morning show.